90.3 Waterloo Radio.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! All right. You've tuned into the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono. Now, DJ Jeffy Jeff playing that song all of a sudden gave me the heads up. You know, that song may have a little bit of swearing in it. Since it's after 9 o'clock, we're going to get to... This is going to be part of our theme here. DJ Jeffy Jeff's checking out the situation. Oh, we got something.
Great.
All right. Some top songs right here we're going to get to.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
I guess I should talk into the mic.
So, we're going to rock, paper, scissors it up here.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Let's do it. One, two, three, rock! One, two, three, rock! I won!
You won.
Scissor.
Yep.
Man, I haven't won in a while. I'm so excited to see who this guest is, though, that you're saying is over there. This is so exciting.
No one special.
Well, you can come on.
It's the new president, actually.
The new president of Sound FM is in the house, DJ Carmelo.
That's right.
No way.
I just came to drop off salt in the mailbox. I'm leaving.
No way. He's here. DJ Carmelo is in the house right here on the Mono A Mono show. This is exciting. Man, this night can't get any better. How's it going? Excellent. Oh, nice. Sounds great from the president just said
there
that.
There you go. That's good.
I know. Wow.
I feel bad I didn't know who the president was when he came in.
Well, see, it's a new president.
Yeah, right.
New president at the last board meeting. So
that's true.
It was Dan, and this is brand new right here.
That's true, and I can say I did know Dan, do know Dan.
Yeah, we did the battle with Dan, the police battle.
The police one.
That's right. So now we're getting into, it's after 9 o'clock, we're not going to go excessive here, but we're going to go the greatest songs that have a curse word in it.
A cuss word.
Yeah. So, I won there. I'm going to defer. So, you had this great idea. You played that song.
Yeah. The idea came from when we queued up that song and it swore every other word. So, I'm going to start with that one because that's how we came up with the theme. So,
all right.
Let's just jump into it.
All right. So, what is this one here?
It's a song by Eagles of Death Metal, Whore Hoppin'.
Ooh. All right.
I think.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Shit, goddamn, I'm a man. We love the horn honking, that ain't no lie. You could tell by the devil's look in our eye. God damn, I'm a man, I'm a man. I said shit, god damn, I'm a man, I'm a man. Yes, I said shit, god damn.
Right there it is, the Eagles of Death Metal, right there with their song
Whore Hoppin',
right there on Sound FM 100.3.
So outswear it, let's see ya.
Okay, I've been having a hard time. I'm trying to think of some stuff.
I guess we should say it doesn't matter how many swear words,
no.
It's the quality of the word.
The quality of the, okay, yeah, that's a good way to put it, or the impact that it has upon the song.
Yeah, yeah.
It being a core value in the song.
I agree.
So,
ooh,
I think...
I found one.
I think I've got the knock... I'm going to play my knockout punch first, just even though I can't... But it's so good, and hopefully it's not the radio edit. I'm going to get to a song, a little song by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, nice, yeah.
This one is called Killing in the Name of. Man, this is such a good swearing one. But the problem with this is that it's not off my library, and it could possibly be the radio edit, which completely destroys the song.
Yeah, I think then it doesn't count.
I know. So I'm rolling the dice
good
right
luck.
Here. I'm looking at the length of the song, and I think that I'm going to be okay, but... You never know. And I just got to mention, we just had the president of Sound FM in the studio. Unbelievable. On a night like this, you know? Just a regular old Tuesday night like this.
Yeah.
Just strolls on in, drops something off, gives us a song.
And I got to say, he said the tunes you were playing were great, and it's been all your tunes so far, so...
Well, and that first one that you did right there...
Yeah, yeah.
Spinning from
the
dial. Well,
he was in when that one was playing.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he... Well, yeah, I guess he heard that one.
And then he kind of left quick after you put it on. So
we'll play something to bring him back.
All right. Here we go. This is Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Killing in the name of. told you. Now you do what they 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 told you. Some of those that want forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that want forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that want forces are the same that brought crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. Now 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 you do what they told you. Justified, but we're in the bad, take your choice in white. You're justified, don't you die. But we're in the bad, take your choice in white. Don't you die, I'm justified. But we're in the bad, take your choice in white. You're justified, don't you die. But we're in the bad, take your choice in white. Come on.
Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine, right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono, the unedited version for our curse words on the spot battle. This is intense. Now, again, with DJ Adrock not being in the studio, again, this was a last minute thing, and we're just having to do this on the spot. We came up with the theme literally seconds before we started the battle. Literally when DJ Jeffy Jeff played his first song, we said, you know what, let's cut it. We're doing a swear word battle. So we cut the song, we came back in. That's what we did. Now, his first song, Eagles of Death Metal, right there. And the track was...
Whore Hopping.
And right there, you heard Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of. What do you got to follow it up?
So, I haven't listened to the song. I don't know that there's a swear word in it, but I'm pretty sure there is.
Okay.
And it's just a great song anyways. It should be a swear word. And
And if there isn't, we'll turn on the mics and you can do one.
Yeah. All right, so this song is The Outsider.
Oh, I wonder if I played this the other day, like a couple weeks ago. I think there is. There definitely is in one part.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of the part, but it's a good part. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a swear word. All right.
Nice.
So, anyway, sorry, introduce the song again.
The Outsider from the A Perfect Circle's The 13th Step. I guess just 13th Step, not the...
Yeah. This is the one you're going with here?
Yep.
All right, here it is. On 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono! All right, there you have it. Some A Perfect Circle with their song The Outsider, right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
And in some... Oh, are you playing something? In some communities, calling somebody precious, that's a swear word.
That is rude.
Yeah. If anything, it's rude.
Now, again, this is a little bit tricky because DJ Jeffy Jeff went out on the limb. We got this theme out of nowhere. We're both picking on the spot here, and we both aren't like, you know, some people you see in like walking down the street and they're like, hey, F you, man, how's it effing going? Yeah, things are effing good, you know? Well, neither me nor DJ Jeffy Jeff really swear that often. So the 9 o'clock curfew doesn't really apply to us because I don't end up using it that often where I go about and swear a whole lot. DJ Ad-Rock sometimes throws it in there, but all in all, we're not the overly swearing type of people. So he went with a song that he thought had it, didn't quite have it. I don't know. Maybe that
it was another one. Yeah, I gotta find it. But well, it doesn't matter.
Well, maybe that'll influence your voting. Maybe not, because he played a great track. Who knows? I'm gonna go with for my second track here, a Gandharva's track called Diabaloney. And I think, is this the one that you were thinking of as well? The Gandharva's track, Diabaloney?
Is it the last song on...
Sold for a Smile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. All right, this is a damn good swearing track too. Or curse word track. Here it is, Diabaloney, the Gandharva's right here on Sound FM 100 point. And you know what? Before I just jump into the song, you are not going to hear these songs on any other corporate radio station or commercial radio station. And if you do, you're going to miss half of the song because they can't air it. Here it is, Diabaloney, the Gandharva's, right here, Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono!
I got the most, I took the most.
All right, there it is. Some Gindarvas right there with their track Diabaloni off the Sold for a Smile album. Right there with some curse words. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're doing the curse words battle. It's going to be a little bit shorter. We're doing three songs each. DJ Ad-Rock's not in the studio. It's me and DJ Jeffy Jeff. DJ Jeffy Jeff played the Eagles of Death Metal, Whore Hopping, A Perfect Circle, The Outsider. DJ Steel played Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of, and what you just heard was the Gindarvas with their song Diabaloni. We gotta open the vault too.
Yeah.
Oh man, I totally forgot about the vault. With these quick three song ones, it's a little bit faster getting to the knockout punch here. Alright. It is now time for the knockout punch!
Shit!
Access granted.
Wowza. Alright. What do you got for your knockout punch, DJ Jeffy Jeff?
I got some crazy ass shit.
What? DJ Jeffy Jeff!
By the Beastie Boys.
Oh! Alright. Does that make. Oh, that is what it's called. Alright. So we're jumping into it right here. This is some. What was it again?
Crazy ass shit.
Right here. On Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
On and on to the Baker Dog. On and on to the Baker Dog. On and on to the Baker Dog. On and on to the Baker Dog.
That's all I got, except I just got used to like a diamond. The hit on the roof, on top of it, my back will be there.
Oh shit.
All right, there it is.
There it is. And there it was.
That's right. Some Beastie Boys.
It ended with that, oh shit.
That's right. Some Beastie Boys. That's, wow.
Yeah.
Man, this on-the-spot battle is going quite good, I must say. Other than your one song that didn't have swearing.
But we'll edit that out for the podcast. I found the proper one, so we'll just change.
Oh, nice. We'll just swap it in. Nice. All right. Well, I'm going to go with, as we were saying, we were just kind of shooting the shit here.
Yeah.
Talking, and the new president of Sound FM came into the studio, DJ Carmelo. Man.
And yeah,
on the Mono and Mono show,
yeah, with his presence.
And so I put it out there to him. I said, you know, one of these upcoming weeks in the new year, you'll have to come on to the Mono and Mono show and do a battle with me.
Ooh, the theme should be presidential.
Presidential. Something to do with, like, presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a damn good theme. And then see if he can battle it out. Now, if he can play anything. Now, at the time he was saying, does it have to be, like, the type of music you play, that you guys play? Or, because obviously he spins the freshest beats on the station. Like, the more, I don't know, how do you describe it? Genres are so difficult to pinpoint now, but do you still call it hip-hop? I know DJ Ad-Rock plays hip-hop. I would call it maybe, and I know he street calls hop. It street hop, but is that hip-hop?
That's street hop.
All right.
It's okay. Hip-hop, but on the street.
And see, so I think he would have a good battle against DJ Ad-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially for a hip-hop battle. But I don't know. Anyways, when he was in here, he suggested a song, because he heard us talking earlier about David Lee Roth and how Kurt Novoselic said that he would want David Lee Roth to front a Nirvana reunion tour. And he suggested this song, Just a Gigolo. We have no idea if it has swearing in it, but I'm going to go with it right here. I'm going to put my faith in DJ Carmelo. Here it is. Just a Gigolo by David Lee Roth, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Take a chance with me.
Woo! Some David Lee Roth right there. Wow. Now,
so I wasn't listening. I was.
You were working on your other one, but
did it have a swear word?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It said a bunch of times. Shitty bebop. Shitty
bebop. Oh,
shitty bebop. Shitty the beginning. Shitty bebop.
Nice.
Yeah.
A bunch of times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said it a bunch of times. So, yeah. Now, the thing is, DJ Carmelo suggested that song, and great song. Like and I could see how, from some of the higher things that he was doing, why. And obviously, he was the front man for a while for Van Halen, and then came back and did a reunion with Van Halen, which I believe was one of their highest grossing tours ever. So he's capable, obviously, of fronting Nirvana, and probably of singing the songs. That song I didn't think quite fit, but you know what? In Carmelo's defense, there's about 100 versions of this song. I chose it from his The Best album, because I figured it would be the best. But it's also off his Skyscraper album, his Don't Look Back album, his 80s album, his Crazy from the Heart album.
He puts the same song on every album?
Well, it's on all those. That's what it says.
Kiss move, isn't it?
His Platinum Series album. And then we get into some repeats. Yeah, so it is. There may be another version of that song where he doesn't just swear like, maybe that was a little bit more upbeat and the shitty bebop. You know, yeah. Maybe in the other ones he's like, ah, sugar. You know what I mean?
Shitty bebop.
Yeah.
So, and also, in his defense, I mean, we're a bit on the spot, but
yeah, that was right on the spot.
You were asking as he was leaving, like walking out the door.
Yeah. I feel a little bit sad ending on a shitty bebop. So, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Let's go. Let's do this one more time.
Overtime.
Overtime.
Oops.
We got to have one more with a curse word in it. Make it one with a curse word in it. We each have one here that is questionable. So let's bring yours to the table.
Definitely here. A curse word in this song then.
All right.
I got one ready.
Okay, what do you got?
I got a song. I was calling this band Bonaparte for the longest time. They're from Sweden, and that's how it's spelt. But then recently I heard somebody say, no, it's Bonaparte.
Yeah, I heard someone say that too. But I don't know. So, maybe it's DJ Adrock that says it like that, and maybe he's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So, and I think Bonaparte is even French for a swear word.
Oh, wow.
So already it's winning. But, so the song is Anti-Anti by Bonaparte.
All right.
Here it is on 100.3.
Oh, shitty bebop! Mano a mano!
We said high gloss, well, it's bullshit. It's tragic, yeah, that's it. You said fuck this, I said fuck this. We stood together, we said, well, what you mean that? They are the millionaires, so we are broke. They make a statement, well, it's gotta be a joke. They drive a limousine, but we ride a bike. They own the factory, but we're on strike. Say, anti, anti. Cocktails, yeah, eat this. You're all stupid. We're not joking. Well, we'll change it. This gun is smoking. They are the millionaires, so we are broke. They make a statement, well, it's gotta be a joke. They drive a limousine, but we steal a bike. They own the factory, but we're on strike. Say, anti, anti. We're anti.
All right, there it is. Some Bonaparte with their song
Anti.
Oh, nice. All right. I was correct and I didn't even know it. All right. We're here.
We heard one. There's definitely one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if not, tons.
Yeah, because you didn't even know what he was saying in that one part where he was going off talking and saying a whole bunch of stuff there.
That would have been a good idea, just to play a song where it's really hard to hear
what they're saying.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of yelling? Or just talking muffled?
Well, both, yeah.
Yeah. So, I was having a hard time coming up with one, but I came up with mine, and I wasn't sure, but I'm pretty sure now. And we were going over it, and you gave me the lines in it that are the swear words. And this is what I would have picked had I not picked the David Lee Roth. So I'm. So here is my other knockout punch.
No, this is just overtime round.
Here's my overtime round knockout punch. This is a Modest Mouse track. Their track called Parting of the Sensory. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
There's no work in walking and to fuel the talk. I would grab my shoes and then away I'd walk. On the stubborn beauty I'd start at dawn. Till the sun had fully stopped, never walking away from. Just a way to pull my tart, dehydrate back into minerals. A lifelong walk to the same exact spot. Carbon's anniversary. Parting of the sensory. Oh, no mystery. The parting of the sensory. Who the hell made you the boss? We placed our chips in all the right spots, but still lost. Shit, and who would ever walk? Could take the ship and do a much finer job. This fit like clothes made out of walls. Oh, fuck it, I guess I lost. Parting of the sensory. Carbon's anniversary. Just parting again if you please. Carbon's anniversary. Who the hell made you the boss? They want